The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I don't keep it.
Hey everybody, this is Sarah.
And this is Megan.
You are listening to It's Always the Husband podcast.
Welcome.
Yay, we're glad you're here listening to us.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
We are just enduring the craziest gossip weekend of Prince William and Princess Kate.
Well, they say now the Sun says she was out a few hours ago with William at like a gardening center or something, and her watching her children play sports, and she looked fine. But there were no pictures, so who knows?
I think that's just all BS from the firm, or she's doing it to just put on a show. I think she's just pissed at him.
Well, I'm sure she's pissed at him, but
I think he knocked up that lady.
Well, I don't know if he would be that dumb. I feel like he would get a vasectomy.
His father said he wanted to be a tampon.
I know, but
somebody's, I feel like if you're kooka cracha,
you're trained his whole childhood to not make that stupid of a mistake.
I believe it.
I don't think so. And you feel like her face is Rose Hanbury's face is birth control.
I agree 100%.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
So you think she just had like,
I feel like, I don't know what, I mean, she could have been still pissed at him for, he probably had a million affairs, but I feel like she knew that. She knew he was an asshole. He told her he's not even going to wear a wedding ring because he's going to pork everybody. But I don't think it'd be stupid enough to get someone pregnant. But who knows? What do I know?
I don't know.
But no one knows. She had a colostomy bag or had to be on prednisone and looked swollen. And God forbid she looked swollen and wasn't going to.
Her swollen is like me on a good day.
Right. But I mean,
minus 50 pounds.
And if you have a colostomy bag, where is she going to put it on her body where we wouldn't see it?
Yeah, she's, you know,
she's not going to go out with a poop bag.
I love how we all are just making
or
shit
yeah, and
up.
Maybe
it's
she
so
is
great.
Like I, she said, I'm not going to do any jobs until after Easter, and that's it. That's what
she's
said.
Like, it's not Easter yet, yeah, you fuckers.
And maybe she's like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm taking a vacation.
And maybe she likes Prince William being in the news, getting called a dick.
I think she
and she's just like
does.
I'm gonna hide out for even more. I don't know why they would put that picture out, but I feel like they photoshopped every picture, and then they just, I feel like they,
but
just,
that was so weird.
But I bet they take a picture, 400 pictures, and just pick the best. Doesn't Google have it now where you just you take 400 pictures and your Google phone puts all the best pictures of all the people together in one?
I
feel like
know.
That's what they do.
I have no idea how.
But I don't know
work.
Why their Photoshop skills are poor when they could have good people do it.
I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, are she, as far as I know, she could be like dead on a roof somewhere.
No, she's not dead.
I don't know.
She's just gone.
I mean, what's his name? Prince. The grandpa was dead for a long time and they propped him up. He was dead for years.
He was still driving
Philip,
while he was dead.
Philip's dead for 20 years.
What the hell happened to your pinky finger?
What, this?
Did you lose your fingernail?
My fingernail split down the middle.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think I hit it on something.
I don't
like
how that looks.
I know.
I'm
it
sorry.
Split all here and fell off.
Oh God.
Ugh. It hurt real bad. And now I have to wait 9 years for it to grow back.
Okay.
And my nail, I have to redo it.
Sorry. Okay. So,
all right. So we don't know what's happening. If you are a UK,
tell us
and you know
you think.
More, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Charles is dead and William freaked out and then took a dump on Kate's face and she said,
and
fuck this. And she went to the nut house Or she went to her mom's house and took all her kids and said, fuck off. I don't know.
Ooh, our candle smells like Jason Momoa. Smells good.
It does smell good.
Who did you buy this or did someone send it to
you? No, we were sent it.
Oh, my God. I hope Jason Momoa smells like that.
He does.
All right, welcome to our podcast where we talk about murders and menopause and...
Farts.
Farts.
And diarrhea.
We do. So if you like all those things, you're in the right place.
Right.
Hey, how about your... what made this week... Your week was exceptionally shitty again. What made this week good for
you? Was.
What was the glitter in your shitter?
My Bissell Crosswave mop/vacuum.
No, it wasn't. No,
nope. It is because it did make cleaning this... Well, I cleaned the upstairs shithole, not the downstairs shithole.
Well, just one step at a time.
Yeah. And it does... It is a good way to mop because my dogs... go outside and then come inside and they're like that book Harry the Dirty Dog where they're white and then they come in just covered in mud head to toe and track muddy footprints everywhere, and this mop does clean them. You just pick it up, turn it on, go zzz, 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 and it's a clean floor.
Wow.
And it vacuums.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it is nice.
That's lovely.
When you have shitty, shitty dogs.
We'll put it on our
cat.
Oh, we'll put it on our
It's
Amazon
great. I got it
storefront.
At Target.
You got it at Target?
And I mean,
Target?
It works really well. So I have no problems yet.
I am glad you're cleaning, you know?
Yeah. That's I mean, all. I don't clean. I'm going to, now I 2 weeks, I'm tearing out the carpet in this podcast room. I have to paint the floor until we get other carpet with like a protective thing. And then put a big rug so it's not echoey.
Yeah, we have to have carpet.
And then, I know.
Rug.
Until we can get our new carpet, but we're trying to wait until like the spring rainy season because the dogs just track mud everywhere.
Ugh.
Until we get a new flooring.
Dogs.
I know.
Are the worst. And I made your weekend even worse.
No, Nellie kind of just chilled. She slept a lot.
She did?
Yeah.
Sarah had to watch my dog because I was at a hot dance tournament for my daughter Wheezy, and so my glitter in the shitter actually has to do with that. If you live in Minnesota and you ever have to go to Cambridge Isanti, I tell you what will be a glitter in your shitter, and it is the Best Western Plus. So we stayed in this hotel, pulled up with just, you know, the car packed full of booze and swimsuits and dance paraphernalia. And that place was the most lovely hotel I've been at in a long time.
Is that the one that has the water park or no?
No, there's no water park, so it's not gross at all.
Yeah.
It's the pool was really lovely. There's a hot tub, which I'm really against.
Did Nut Bar poop in it again?
It was closed. Oh. Yeah, the second day. They didn't say it was Nut Bar, but she was the last one up.
Oh, shit.
And drinking.
Yeah.
So, drinking heavily throughout the weekend. So.
What?
I know. I'm pretty sure.
No.
She did the splits in the lobby on the second night. So
splits is stage 5 Nut Bar. She got there quick.
She was. And then she got real ornery.
Oh. No.
So anyway, what made all this possible was the Best Western Plus.
Fun.
And it had an amazing lounge. The breakfast in the morning was super good. And the lounge was really big and really like fun and classy. Like there were couches all over in these different spots. So, like the boys, little boys could go play their video games in the lobby while we were all having cocktails and laughing and being vulgar and
Where was the dancing at? Some
and
dumbass.
The dancing was just at the high school. It was Cambridge Isanti High School. Our rooms were lovely and large. The beds were comfortable. And like I said, the pool area was great. It was right next to a Caribou Coffee and a Dairy Queen. And so you can't beat that for a dance competition.
No.
So I'm going to give it a shout out. I said when I left that place, I'm going to write a...
Like letter to my congressman?
I'm going to write a letter to my congressman about the lack of school funding, and then I'm going to rate that on...
Best Western Pretty Kind, too, in the same letter.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I loved it. And Phil and I said, if we ever wanted to just do a staycation getaway, we were going to head up to Isanti. There's nothing there.
No.
But we were just going to stay there because what do you need?
Oh.
It had a pool. Mm-hmm. It had a lounge. It has breakfast.
Oh. That hurts my heart.
There was a VFW in the town. You know I love a Legion/VFW.
You do. That does sound fun for you.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Yeah. A bed and booze?
Yeah. And a hot tub.
Right. That doesn't have human feces.
Right. Well, Cassie wouldn't be with us. Right. So, phew.
Well, good. I'm glad it was pleasant because that sounds terrible going away to a dance weekend. I didn't have the patience for it.
I know.
And you do.
Well, because the dance moms are 100%. It's a party.
Good.
Shout out to my dance mom friends. Woo woo.
Well, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And that was very successful because the girls did great.
Oh my God, they win. Yeah. They're so good. Aww. We have the best studio. I wish more people would come because it would be even more of a blast.
I know. It's what they were very cute.
We dominate.
Speaking of Jason Momoa, yeah, God damn, that is. You just walk down the main street and go, hello, 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 and see the tumbleweed flow by. Cherie Brodon shared on our Facebook group a lovely commercial of Jason Momoa drinking Guinness and talking, and that made my day.
And
I like that one. 2%
Irish or something. Yeah. Is that what he said?
I don't know. He has to be. Well, I feel like everyone has a little bit of Irish.
Not me.
Because they like to just pork the Irish.
I like to pork the Irish. That's
why you pork Irish, but I feel Irish pork, and that's where a lot of Irish around.
Yeah.
Lindsay Schultz. What did she have? She had a funny one.
And she had a birthday, too.
She did. I wrote her name because I liked it. And now I can't remember what she did. But it'll come to me.
Rob Lowe is 60 today.
Oh, my God.
He's 60?
Really? He's 60. Still, yeah. Well, she did the Dorothy. Like me getting ready for work each morning. And then there's a picture of Dorothy Spornak. And she says, I predict nothing but disaster and tragedy. And that one touched my soul.
That
was
you
true.
In a big way.
Did you like that one where the husband said, this is my wife on our wedding day. And then this is my wife when she met Rob Lowe.
Yes,
and her smile is like three times as big.
But Rob Lowe, 60, looks better than me.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt is also 60. And I don't think he aged well.
Brad Pitt or Rob Lowe?
Brad Pitt.
I haven't seen him lately. But
I don't care for it.
I follow Rob Lowe on everything because I am obsessed with him, obviously. So that was a good one. I enjoyed on Facebook. First of all, Karen Goad found a beautiful quilt. Did you see that quilt?
I saw the quilt and I enjoyed the quilt so much.
With the little pop-up bubble writing.
Yeah.
Like, it was gorgeous. And she was like, if we had a flag, this would be our flag. And I agree, Karen.
It would be. I mean, it would be.
It said whore face on it. And
does it have dumb bitch?
Motherfucker. I see a bitch. Something... piss, cocksucker, dick, nutsack.
Those are all great. Numbnuts, that's one of my favorites.
Dumbass is on here.
Dumbass is good.
You
like
love
dumbass.
You say dumbass all the time. And I love it. It makes me laugh. So I liked that one. Nicole Rensink found the lip balm for your crotch. And I thought, I might give it a shot. So thanks for sharing that. But my number one really hit home this weekend is Tina Westberg posted the meme that said, I had a tummy tuck this morning, tucked that motherfucker right into my high-waisted leggings.
Yeah.
And I thought, yes, ma'am, Tina.
That's what you have to do. You have to tuck it in and pull it out and tuck them in. And then sometimes it pops out
again. It pops out and it rolls down and you roll it right back up. Sitting and watching dance for 10 hours, you can't wear hard pants, fuck that. So it's all leggings and just a lot of pull up and keep pulling it up.
I know.
And then hide some booze in your water
right so you can
bottle.
Get through the torture of watching it.
Yep.
to me, it was torture.
That's a dance.
Yep. So we are continuing our March Women's History Month with Notorious Women. And this one always pops up, and I thought, well, we'll never cover it, maybe for a Patreon. But
we've talked about it. Yeah. You've mentioned it because you like knew about it, and I didn't know about it.
You didn't know about this gal?
Not until you told me like 2 years ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like we must have been, it came
this
up
gal?
In some other. Yeah, this gal.
This gal, is her name is Countess Elizabeth, and now some said it Bathory or Bathory, but I'll just probably say Bathory because we're Minnesotans,
also,
but I feel like
Battery
it's Bat, Bathory.
But
Battery.
She was batshit crazy. She was. So either way.
But it also is in debate, I feel, because the more I read a little bit about her, but who knows? I feel like she was nuts. Because,
yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to give you this bitch. Lived from 1560 to 1614. So I'm going to give you a little bit of what it was like to live in these times.
Obviously, they were listening to What a Feeling, and that was Top of the Pops, and the
what are you
theme
talking
song
about?
From Rocky in the 1500s.
Yes. Oh.
Olivia Newton-John hit the charts.
She did. She would have.
Yeah.
So this article, I found this article that says Time and Space Living in the 16th Century Europe, but no author was attached. So I don't even know what if it's true or what it's from. But it seemed like it made sense. Because pretty much the whole theme of the article was it was pure horse shit to be alive at this time.
It seemed like it.
So there was about 89 million people in Europe at that time, where as today, that's like 7 times more. It does seem like a lot then, but
89 million already, huh?
No. Yeah. By then. And the thing is, this was the time this theme came about when I was reading about it, where the population started expanding. And that's when like the really poor and destitute started coming to be because there wasn't enough food for them. But before, when there were smaller amounts of people, the villages could produce enough food and everybody at least could get some food. So there wasn't like really, really poor. And then it hit like 1600, and then the people, more people started coming in to be, and that's where food was running out. And so you had the hungry and the poor being an issue, but it that wasn't too bad, they were saying. You still stubbed your toe and died.
Yeah.
You still like got too much sun that day and died. I mean, life was still horrific.
You cut yourself and
you were
died.
Goner. You knew you were a goner, and you wrote your will and you said, to my son, here, you can have my potato and you can have this stick, my two belongings in the world.
And they were like, thanks, Dad. I loved you.
Yeah. People really never traveled. So most people, where they were born, that's just where they lived and where they died.
Of course.
In that village.
That's like,
because, and again, they said all necessities of life, like where you grew your food there and that's where your family was. And there really wasn't any need to travel like 50 kilometers to the next village. So people that kind of traveled maybe were, if you were desperate for a job, I guess they said they people walked around, but most people had shattered their legs at some terrible accident and were terrible, couldn't walk even. And it said most people were lived life in horrible pain because you had a toothache that was always infected. You had a shattered leg when you were 10 and your leg is all sideways and 90-degree angle and you got to walk on that. It said everyone was in pain. All these dumbasses were blind as a bat because there weren't any glasses. And they kept bringing that up. Like, no one could fucking see. Because no one had glasses and everyone's eyes were still shitty like they are today.
Yeah.
And so no one fucking could see anything.
No.
And everyone was blind
teeth.
As a goddamn bat.
They couldn't see. The plague was everywhere.
Well, they said every 10 years was a massive epidemic. Yeah. So the Black Plague that wiped everyone else was like the 1300s. So they were just starting to like pull themselves together. But they said there was still like a massive sickness every 10 years that just took a lot out.
Well, Shakespeare was alive this time. And the plague closed the theaters like
three times
when
this one gentleman wrote that he always traveled with his coffin because he knew he was just gonna die at any moment.
Just like Tiffany and I always Nut Bar travel with the signs that are gonna go next year or the pictures.
The pictures that will go next year.
I have Tiffany's in my garage right now.
Having a candle to have light once the sun went down was an extreme luxury. So most people literally had no light. But
yeah,
the
you
sun.
Just went to bed.
So they tried to utilize the sun in their home by having, you know, sunlights or home or their home to have light come in so they could fucking see what they're doing in their home, but also trying not to freeze their asses off in the winter at the same time in their home design, which was almost impossible because having light once the sun's down, it was kind of for the rich. And at this time, people were just trying, or the main, if there was a mayor or something, was trying to get people to know that there's a calendar. And so having clocks, like what time it is and what day it is, was a huge trying to get people to know that there is a date and a time.
I feel like this would have been the perfect time for me to be alive.
Yes, because no one knew what date was or time it was. And they're trying to say there is. And such that was mainly for taxes. Like they had a day when taxes were due. And so they wanted people to know that there's days and time and calendars. There's a calendar and there's time. And so all the villages started getting big main clocks in
and
the
I'm
village.
Still like, no, no, there's not. I'm fine.
Most people knew that half of their children would die before they were seven.
Oh.
So they named everybody the same name. So at least one of them would live with that name. So everybody was like Greg because one of the Gregs might live.
Good old Greg Shakespeare.
It's like Jesus H. But yes, entertainment, if there was any, were traveling, you know, where you see like Middle Ages traveling fucks in that go around village to village, theater, but again, mostly for the rich or people who had any kind of money. Art and music were starting to really bloom, I guess, where people appreciated it. Opera houses were starting. They did love parties and getting hammered and dances, things like that. But they still enjoyed the blood sports because these fuckers were so gross. And there was a war like every other year. Mm-hmm. So everybody would go to war and get horribly maimed and come back and live in terrible pain. Try to dance
and
at the parties with their one leg.
Blind.
Yeah, nobody could see a goddamn thing.
And they didn't know what day
they
it was.
They smelled like shit. Because there was no hygiene. Yeah, your kids are dying and you don't know which Greg is going to live.
So this seems like
it was a terrible time.
The best time ever.
Yeah, terrible time. So this is when this, our bitch of the hour, Countess Elizabeth Bathory, lived. And we watched a pretty shitty, but it seemed British show called Absolute Crime on YouTube.
Yep.
I don't even remember who the host name was, but she said she was an author. I didn't write down her name. It was terrible.
She was like kind of like Lita Ford.
Exactly.
She
but nerdier.
Was singing with Ozzy Osbourne 5 seconds before she hosted this show.
Now what they were trying to do with this show is because there's so many myths about this woman. You don't know what's true about her or not, or if it's all just totally made up bullshit by men who were jealous of her wealth and her power, or if she really was a fucking nut bar.
She was OG.
Psychopathic psycho. So they said they are trying in Budapest, she said, National Archives. They were trying to go by this, but they never really said anything about the archives.
Well, they also said that at the end of her life, they burned all the
papers.
Shit about her, so because like, they were trying to cover it up, how horrid she was.
Right.
So let's get into it. What? Tell me about Elizabeth.
So like I said, she was born in 1560, but she was born into a very, very, very powerful, rich Hungarian family. So she was one of the lucky
jackpot
ones.
Jackpot. Yeah.
She had a lot of money and power in her family and pretty much could do whatever she wanted all over her town and village. Like she was like they said Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
She could pretty much just get naked and run in a fountain and shit in the fountain and do whatever she wanted. She could never get in trouble because she was the wealthy.
And she was pops and pretty.
Yeah, they said she was pretty, but they showed paintings and she was a good handsome.
And you said, I beg to differ.
I beg to differ. But then nobody could see. So they maybe she was pretty. Attractive. Maybe she said, I'm good looking. And they're like, I'm going to have to take your word for it. They can't see shit. So she is 15 and they kind of said she was the whore of the town as well. Like she was horned up all the time, and she could because she could do whatever she wanted.
She also
was rich.
Had to do that at a very young age because she got married off
at 15.
At 15.
So she married her husband. I couldn't get his name and I didn't even try to go back, but he's Count. He's Count Bathory, assuming.
He looked, they kept saying he was handsome. Like she
and
had
I,
the
that's
jackpot.
What I said too. I bet you. I if like, Friends, no. France or Friends, his name was. And he was 21, she was 15. They showed a painting of him. It looks like he's looking at someone doing something terribly shocking as he's defecating. That's what the painting looks like. Not handsome. So these two dicks marry, and they said they were like the Brangelina of their time.
I mean, this show did not pull any punches.
No, and they were very popular because they pretty much owned everything in this Slovakia, Hungary, mm-hmm. Transylvania area. Mm-hmm. They owned 10 castles together and tons of land and were in charge of a million villages. In fact, 17 villages around her favorite castle alone were just within 50 miles of this castle that she just had full run of.
Her spouse, this is how you spell his name, F-E-R-E-N-C.
Frank? Is he like Frank Dr. Frank Martin Short?
Nadasty. Nadasty. N-A-D-A-S-D-Y. Oh.
So that's this ass she married.
Yeah.
Now, she's born into a very powerful, royal, almost like royal wealthy family. And he's also like that, wealthy. And they together are extremely powerful. They're living at the same time as Queen Elizabeth I, except they're a little different. Now, it was very normal to treat your servants. I guess they made it seem treating your servants like shit was normal because the servants and peasants were just seen as just shitty nobodies. But what these two did was so disturbing and horrible that attention being called to it like was unheard of. And the fact that attention got called to what she did was what was made it so awful. So apparently he, Frank or France, started out as just being a huge dick to their servants, like beating them, which turned into different forms of torture that she would watch and then start taking part in and enjoyed it. And they also said that she might have been like an asshole when she was a teenager about the town, too, because she had a bit of a psycho streak. And they said it's probably because her family had been so inbred, she was crazy as shit.
Right.
And then later in the episode, they show paintings of her relatives who they also say were violent, cruel, and crazy as a shithouse rat. And they all look crazy as a shithouse rat in their paintings. Like someone's trying to paint it and make them look normal. Again, not being able to see shit. And they look crazy. They look insane. Like alien people that are crazy monsters.
The eyes.
Like sloth. I mean, and they have crazy eyes. So they start out, though, by saying she had a terrible temper and would take it out on her servants. For instance, if they wouldn't iron her clothes properly, she would put the iron on their face. And I thought, well, that's better than my job still. And then it said she would torture them sexually by burning their pubic hair with candle wax. And I said, still better than my job. I'll do that. And she would said she made the seamstresses work naked. And I said, I would sign up for that in 2 seconds over my job. All of these things I would take. So I'm like, this isn't that bad. But
quick complaint.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to
nothing.
Wear pants.
Yeah,
that
that's nothing. And they throughout the whole show, they are reenacting the Countess.
Oh my God.
Over torturing. And, and it's just the same, like, Forensic Files Carol that she's torturing just the whole time.
And then, and you just show her, yeah, screaming
the whole episode, screaming
bloody murder,
her with great big fireplace tongs shoving, yes, it up their anus, yeah, stuff like that,
and then them going, ah,
ouch, yeah, yeah. Now the Countess is learning from her husband, and the only reason we really know she got married is because I guess they saved banners in 1575 that used to go up on the local church saying, oh, you know, this asshole's marrying this asshole, here we go. And so that's how they knew the date they got married, and she was 15. And Franck was, I guess, a warrior as well.
Yeah. Cheers.
And of course, this is arranged by the parents because, God forbid, you pick anything.
No.
But it was a successful marriage, and it said they actually did come to like each other. Mm-hmm. But if they're both just psychotic, I don't think they even had those emotions, I think.
Did you read on Wikipedia? It said she had a baby before.
I think she was porking around. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought she had just had two kids.
When she was like 13.
Oh.
And then she had to give it away because her dad. Oh. Because they said maybe that's why she hated everyone, because her dad made her give her baby away. But again, that was on Wikipedia.
Right. Who knows?
But they had five kids.
Oh, I see.
Together.
Like they only had two, I thought, but.
No, they had five. Okay. And they said she was a really good mom.
Yeah. They kept saying over and over again, she was a wonderful mom. Like there's. And she did right by her kids, and then she was a great businesswoman, and she ran all her castles really, really well. Everything else, like, I mean, she was brilliant, spoke multiple languages. She could read and write, which everyone was illiterate,
right?
You know, and she could read and write in multiple languages. She was very well educated. She knew, I mean, she ran all of her homes extremely well. And but then they said, well, you can be a psychopath and present well. For everything else. But it's like, was it all made up by men that just wanted to take her down? But this is so extreme that it seems like, who would make this up and how would they think of all this?
Yeah, I don't think it's made up. I mean, it might be.
Well, and one reason they don't is because in 1600, news seemed to get out. She would always stay at her favorite castle in Slovakia. But news got out beyond that because a Lutheran minister started writing a letter. And he was writing a letter, I think, to, I don't know, the king? King of what? Hungary? I don't know. Because he was hearing about her brutal treatment over the last, you know, 15 years of her servants. Mm-hmm. Actually, by the pair of servants who are people from the villages. She would hire these girls from the villages and they would get.
And they were always poor.
Yeah.
And so their families would be like, oh my God, our daughter got picked to go to Countess's
Bathory's house to work.
House, but then they would never come back.
Right. They would disappear.
Go missing.
And they were, or if they were ever seen again, they would be, you know, have iron marks on their face.
Right.
Or, you know, have been tortured.
Scarred. And,
sharing these stories of them being tortured and what goes on there. And at first, the count or her husband, you know, was into her torturing with him. But it looks like she just took it and went to town and was getting grosser and grosser and doing grosser, horrible sexual things that they said she would get a sexual thrill out of.
Yeah.
Just fucking up their genitalia and who knows what she was doing. That she would have medieval torture devices she would put him in with like daggers and springs and just for the shits and giggles. But the husband didn't even give two fucks what she was doing, really.
And then
she just,
didn't he go to war or something? So he was gone.
Yeah, he
for
was
a
gone
while.
A lot. And she's getting crazier and crazier, left in charge of all the estates. But it said she was running it very well. This is where we see an actress named Ingrid Pitt, who was
star of the fucking show.
She was a She starred in a movie called Countess Dracula that was about Elizabeth Bathory. And this lady was weird as hell. She was wearing dark ass sunglasses in her interview, and she just pretty much is like, yeah, she was great. I don't think she did any of this stuff or whatever. And at the end, they show scenes from Countess Dracula, the very end. And the only scene they show is Ingrid Pitt butt-ass naked, covered in blood, and her huge tits just bouncing around. And that's what they show on this show. Can't you show any other scene but the zoomed-in one to her bare tits?
With blood.
With everywhere. Blood all over her. That's what they show. And then they show more reenactment scenes of screaming, torturing.
I feel like Ingrid probably said, you know that scene where my tits are out?
She had good tits, I guess. She was very lovely. She
loved it.
So this is where they kept saying, now when the count goes to war and Elizabeth Bathory is just left in charge of the whole estate, she had no supervision, so she could just do whatever she wanted. Well, she's the one in charge. Why does she need supervision? Because she's a woman, I guess. And then she's nuts as hell.
Yeah.
So when the husband kept going, or left, you know, and would go to battle or whatever, she would just, her bloodlust, apparently, as they say, would go insane. And she was,
had some maids. Yeah.
Yes.
And helpers.
She did have helpers. She had one they could describe as an old crone bitch. Well, an old crone. And I forgot her name. It was Anna or something. But her most dear-hearted servant, mm-hmm. trusted, loyal servant, they described as a deformed dwarf.
Yes!
They said a deformed dwarf. I mean, and I'm assuming they meant a little person that maybe had some medical issues. And his name was Fisco.
Yes.
So Fisco helped with her spring action blade cages. He would jam stuff up the butthole if she wanted. And the old crone would also help in her torture. And they said that for 35 years, this continued where she would just get young ladies from all these villages from around all her castles and just torture the shit out of them. And she ended up killing 600 young women with her three helpers, the deformed dwarf and the old crone.
In 35 years.
So that's what, like, what is it, 17 a year?
17 a year.
Again, of sexual torture, medieval torture, just slapping the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. Now, where the myth happens, which they do not think it's true, but there were court records of her actually torturing some of her servants, making them naked in winter and pouring water on them until they freeze to death, which is awful. Some records calling her insane and power mad and power hungry. Mm-hmm. But the myth is that they showed where she had another servant, not the little person Fisco or the old crone Anna, but another lovely young lady combing her hair, and she fucks up and pulls her hair, and Elizabeth slaps the shit out of her, and then the young woman gets a bloody nose and it bleeds on her hand. And she looks at her hand and goes, I'm rejuvenated. It's young like olive ole, my hand. Look at it. Now, she couldn't see shit because we know she didn't have glasses. No. And she was crazy as hell and inbred.
Yeah.
But she thought, hey, the blood is rejuvenating my skin. So then the myth is I'm going to just kill a bunch of young virgins and bathe in their blood. Mm-hmm. So when you first see anything of Elizabeth Bathory, she is called like Countess Dracula or the inspiration for Dracula because she used to just kill women, drain their blood, and just put the blood all over her skin. So again, there's tons of reenactment of her just covered in blood, putting the blood on her face.
Biting. Which is, again, where some of the Dracula stuff would come in.
And there's the vampire facial today where they use your own blood and put it all over your face.
No thanks.
I think Kim Kardashian's done like that a million times.
Gross.
But to maintain her looks, which, again, were subpar, but no one knew because no one had transitions, that she just... sat her fat ass in blood all the day long. Again, there's no records of this.
No.
So people could have just started making this up in the town because they thought she was crazy or that she just killed enough people and they thought, I don't know, what could she possibly, she must be always covered in blood, who knows? But she was handsome in her handsomeness. She wanted to keep her handsomeness. There were documents that there was concern over her behavior with girls amongst the villages, because whenever she would be at one of her castles, many young girls would disappear when she's in town. And that seems to be a document, or seems to be documented. Parents were complaining that their children went to work at the castle, but their children never returned. And that bodies, some were saying that they were throwing the bodies either in forests or just chucking them over the wall so that the villagers would see, because she couldn't care less. Kicking them out of moving carriages, the bodies in the in a trail.
It's like what they used to do on the trains, the circus trains, when they would just throw people out the train.
Jesus.
Didn't you read Water for Elephants?
I did. I don't remember that, though.
God.
Now, Elizabeth fucked up because she must have went through all the peasant girls and started having noble women in her castles, and she was killing the noble women. And these are people that actually were missed by people that could make a stink to the king and other royalty.
Yeah.
And so when other royalty started realizing, well, I think Clara went to Elizabeth Bathory's house, but I don't see her again. There was a soprano in Vienna. She had a lovely home in Vienna, I guess. And she wanted the soprano to sing for her. So she brought the soprano to her home, and the soprano was nervous. So she sang
shitty.
Elizabeth lost her mind and just killed the singer. But the singer was from a very noble family and was missed, obviously, because she was a famous singer. And that's when the king finally said, fuck it, enough. I'm done with this lady killing everybody all the time. We killed my favorite singer. Who knows?
How dare you?
And an investigation was launched. So King Matthias, and I don't even know what he was king of. I didn't even try to. Sent some dick called George. And a bunch of guys, George was in charge of it, to her castle to say, find out what the hell is going on. And according to George, he rides up to her castle and he comes in and there's just dead carcasses of bodies all over the goddamn place. He walks in the door and it's like, dead body there, dead body there, dead over there, dead to the left, dead to the right, dead up there, dead on the ceiling, dead on the floor, dead behind me. Oh, I tripped over a dead. And he was seeing corpses everywhere, like corpses everywhere. The help was corpses, like Weekend at Bernie together to bring him a drink. It was just awful. And he said they were half dying and just all mutilated or half alive, having the right angle leg trying to walk, and ask him if he wants some tea. And he said, this is ridiculous here. You can kill 300 of your servants, but 600, we got to put our foot down. You are killing people that matter, madam. People that will be missed, not this gutter trash.
No.
So George had
your servant cannot get me my tea.
Right, and I'm not getting any kind of tea because
at a right angle.
These are all half-dead morons. And they're tripping over all the dead people on the floor. What the hell is going on here?
So then what did happen?
Well, he says, holy shit. And he goes back and he says, well, I think we need to interview some of these people and see what the hell is going on here. Mm-hmm. And so they have like 300 witnesses come, and none of these witnesses can read or write for shit.
No. And so again, they couldn't see.
Well, they can't see for shit either, or sign their name. So they showed documents that just had X's all over and thumbprints. But they would tell their stories like, yeah, she's psycho. And she would bite us and burn us and sticks up her butt and kill everybody. And she was crazy. And come on.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. Work is hard, but this is ridiculous.
She's just making it worse.
Right. And she never goes to trial because the king doesn't want the nobility embarrassed. And he doesn't want the poor, gross people, peasants, to start getting really angry and perhaps maybe rise up and kill the shit out of these idiot nobles that are just making their life miserable.
Idiot nobles are always the problem.
I mean, they ruin it every time.
Look what they're doing now.
Yep. So she never goes to trial, but they find her sidekick, Fisco, the deformed dwarf, in their words.
In their words. Yes.
And the demented crone, in their words. And so they take these two that I guess were doing her work, and they torture the shit out of them until they finally admit that they had been helping her, even though they were saying before that, like, what are you talking about? We're not helping that at all. So who knows if they were, and they just wanted to find people to blame. Right.
Because then again, they were being tortured.
Horrifically tortured as punishment for horrifically torturing people. It doesn't make any sense. But they kill the little person, Fisco, and Anna D, the crone, and say, all right, we've taken care of that. And then they say to Elizabeth, they can't kill her. And again, she doesn't go to trial. There's no record of that.
But apparently they say, stop killing people.
Yeah, stop it. Bitch. Just stop it. They lock her in a room in her castle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she had luxury goods in her castle or... I mean, I don't know if she was just left to just rot and starve in there and sit in her own piss. They didn't really say that much.
The half dead people still must have had to bring her food because she lived there for a long time.
So she had to get food, but I don't know. Did they shove it in a slot and it was slop?
I don't know.
Or,
and who was taking care of her kids? Were they
old? She had married off very successfully all five of her kids,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, great.
So she lives for 4 years locked away in her castle. And she dies at the age of 54.
Yeah.
When she dies, it is said that the noblemen of her peers said that no one must talk of her at all for 100 years. It must be 100 years of silence about her crimes. Now, if that's true, of course, I'm going to start gossiping the shit out of it immediately. And it's just going to spread as myths, like she's a vampire or she killed, instead of three people, 600, you know, and it's just going to spread these rumors. And then it did say they burned every court paper on her so that no one would ever know what she did because it was so awful. So who knows? I mean, nobody
really
knows.
Based on this show, the only thing we really know for sure was that something bad was going on because the pastor wrote that letter and was like, what the hell's going on?
And that women were disappearing whenever she was around.
And was there record of her living in her prison for 4 years?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they say
how did they
it, but
know about
I
this
don't know, unless there is. But then there's another story about her childhood. When she was six, she saw her dad torture a gypsy male, and then they cut open a horse and put him in the horse.
By the way, trigger warning.
Trigger warning, for horses and animals and horrificness.
And humans.
It's another, well, humans, we've been saying they die the whole time. This is like another.
Our whole lives are a trigger warning.
And then just left them there to die, and they showed this picture of just this guy with his head sticking out of a horse.
Yeah.
A drawing. And then the dad's making her watch. So, I mean, that could snap your sanity pretty quick.
It sure could.
If she wasn't already insane, because
again,
all of her relatives were brother and sister all the way up.
Feeling or living in that time, as you described so eloquently at the beginning of this episode, would make anyone insane. Like just being filthy and
bleh. I mean, and then everywhere is a war. Everyone is cutting someone up. Everyone is psycho. And then you're going to church probably 1,700 hours a week. But then everyone's killing everybody and being gross.
It sure
and
you're would getting mess the, with you're your sanity, being, wouldn't it?
Everybody's raping everything. Your dog's getting raped. Your sister's getting raped. You're getting raped. The horse is getting raped. I mean, come on. But then it also said she was a young teen. You know, she was very horny. And she was bisexual, and then she had an Aunt Clara, who was a known lesbian. I mean, how do we know that?
Known lesbian.
And then she was influenced by the known lesbian, and that's why she tortured all the girls, because she was angry, she was attracted to them. And they said, that's a reason? I said, I don't think she would care.
No, I think she was just like a sado.
Yeah, she just liked it.
Massacre.
Yeah, she had sexual sadism, they said, and she, that as her... since she was a psychopath, that was like her driving force.
Yeah.
But she also then was great, like, in her business life. I don't know. Now, the alternate theory is that she actually was a healer and had like a little hospital in her castles. And it was also abortion clinics. And the noblemen were getting angry and they made all this shit up about her to take her land.
But the two guys that were like historians on this very well produced show said that that was total bullshit.
Yeah.
They're like, she was not. It was she like was legitimately hurting people.
So the Hammer Horror made a movie in the 70s called Countess Dracula with said before Ingrid Pitt.
Yep.
That just seems like it's just Ingrid Pitt naked 80% of the movie with weird men staring at her and costumes and lots of fake blood. But it said Countess Bathory inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula. Inspired Snow White, where the queen wants her heart.
And
the Grimm brothers, because they were fucking gross as shit. And that she inspired all these stories because she was like a real life horrific monster. Probably again because her childhood, if that was one story from her childhood, it might have been absolutely horrific. She was married to obviously a psychopathic husband. And had all of her relatives were literally brother and sister okay. all the way up. It was just one family.
Ingrid Pitt, rest in peace.
Oh, no. She passed.
She passed.
Oh, no.
But she is the Polish-British actress and writer best known for her work in horror films in the 70s. And
she sure was.
She was on this show.
She was.
And she was hilarious.
She was hilarious.
What is that show called?
Countess Dracula.
Countess Dracula, yeah. She was also in The House That Dripped Blood, Vampire Lovers, and The Wicker Man. Maybe that's about a wicker chair for
No, you. It's about... That's a horrible story. Or
Wicker Man?
Yeah. It's like a myth or whatever.
You know it?
Yeah. Oh. Well, Nicolas Cage was in a remake, and it was terrible. It's like a myth of, it's a whole long thing.
I don't know what you're talking about right now, but I can't believe you know that.
Yes. Anyway, that's good old Countess Bathory. There could be many more learned sources for our information, but we went on this terrible YouTube show. And pretty much she's just a crazy, crazy bitch that could get away with anything because she had a ton of money and nobody else could read. Had no money and couldn't see and was in terrible pain and had infected teeth and just wanted to die at age 12 because life was too long.
Before they were forced to marry their brothers.
Before they were forced to marry their brother. Or a 30-year-old man who looked 70 in today's life.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank goodness they at least tried to get her to pay for her crimes by locking her away. I don't think they made it very comfortable for her.
No.
But 600 people, that's pretty... They let it go a little too long. 35 years of torturing people. Maybe you should have stepped in there.
They could have tried.
Yeah. You should have maybe made an effort, sirs.
This is when we needed Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yep. He could have just went and...
Shoot her with his arrow.
And just throw her into the...
Moat.
The wood. What was his wood? His woods.
The Sherwood Forest. That was an acre wood?
No, that's
Sherwood.
Sherwood Forest. That was Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, when's our book club?
All right, our book club is next Tuesday. It is, so it's not this coming Tuesday. It's next Tuesday, March 26th. It is at 7:30 Central Standard Time on Zoom. And we are reading The Push.
The Push.
I'm listening to it.
Yep.
It's kind of a slow start right now. I got to amp it up.
It will.
Does it get
better? It's weird. Yeah. Okay.
I think Beth's going to listen to it too.
Good.
And I know a lot of other people are posting about it, like, oh my God, the ending. So I'm excited to get to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it gets, it definitely gets.
Perf. Okay.
All right.
We will be around next week.
Yes.
We have one more murder woman.
We do. Or right, yes, we do. We have one more, and we'll have a new Patreon next week too.
Yay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.